listening to Real World News. Guatemala, oil mining, hydroelectric and monoculture projects in the crosshairs of indigenous communities. Over 550 indigenous peoples, representatives of Guatemala, participated this week in a national meeting in the eve of the International Day of the World's Indigenous Peoples in the department of Totonicapán. The participants ratified their conviction that consolidated in the recent years, mining, oil, and hydroelectric concessions, explorations, and exploitations, as well as monoculture plantations, are government policies that violate the indigenous people's rights and displaced communities. The Declaration of the Kwakibke Mayan Coordination and Convergence says that social organizations of Guatemala should unify their proposals and join efforts to stop the voracity of the government and business people in looting Mother Nature and territory. The previous administrations have opted to privilege transnational extractive industries that currently control forests and water streams that go through indigenous territories. Metal, oil, hydroelectric construction, and the expansion of monoculture plantations to produce biofuels are all polluting practices, reads the document. One of the speakers at the main event was Daniel Pascual, general coordinator of the Committee of Peasant Unit. He made a brief summary of the historical process that this Central American people had to go through. He said, quote, first, 518 years ago, they conquered us with sword and cross in hand. In 1871, they installed a capitalist model to cultivate sugarcane, coffee, and cotton. Today, transnational corporations play the domination role. Despite constant condemnation, Pascual sent a message of hope. He said, quote, they have always wanted to subject us, and there has not been one generation that did not suffer these problems, but there was struggle and resistance, and we have survived.
You are listening to Real World News.